First and foremost, just an honor to be here today. I can't believe we're going into our 10th football season here at Iowa State. It's truly an honor to represent Iowa State University, our athletic department, and certainly our football program. And, you know, from my standpoint, been really rewarding to watch our football program align itself back together in January. And really watch the strain of our young men really go to work on continuing to elevate our football program forward. And we brought five tremendous young men here today with us. I'd like to talk a little bit about each one of them really quick. On the defensive side of the football, we brought our senior safety, Jeremiah Cooper, a young man that started for 4 years in our football program, has had a tremendous career. Really coming off another great year as a junior and certainly expecting his best going into his senior year. Senior defensive tackle, nose guard, defensive lineman, Dominic Orange. You know, we feel like Dominic's got a chance to be one of the best players in the defensive line in the country. Really proud of what he's done and continues to do in our football program. Has made unbelievable growth on and off the football field, and certainly proud of who he is. And then junior defensive back, Jontez Williams, coming off 5-interception season from a year ago. Young man, one of the hardest workers in our football program, great young leader in our football program. And then on the offensive side of the football, two young men came with us today. Senior 6-year offensive lineman, a young man that's had a tremendous career, 4-year starter the last 4 years, and Tyler Miller has had a tremendous career. You talk about leader of men, one of the great leaders in our football program. And then last but certainly not least is our junior quarterback, Rocco Beck. And Rocco has evolved into one of the best quarterbacks in college football, a guy that has been just a great leader in our locker room, stands for what's right, and certainly really proud of all he stands for and what he does for our football program. So for me, it's been great to align with our coaches. Like I said, these great young men, we've got 18 great seniors and a real great opportunity for Iowa State football to continue to grow itself forward. So with that said, we'll certainly answer any questions you'd have for us.
All right, we'll open up the questions to media. Please raise your hand if you have a question. We'll go here, center left, Barry.
Yeah, Barry Trammell, Tulsa World. Man, you're talking about Rocco. This is a pretty heavy quarterback league this year. A lot of veterans. Does that just keep you sort of even par? Does that keep you behind the eight ball? What is having a veteran quarterback this particular year do for you?
Yeah, you know, and Barry, I probably don't know enough about everybody else in this conference from that perspective, but I do know about Rocco. And I know what he's proven not just last year, but the last 2 years. I'd say in a lot of ways he's the reason why our football program has clawed back to where we are right now. And, you know, I thought he had an incredible redshirt freshman year, came onto the scene and really had a great year, you know, in 23. And then for him to have the maturity and honestly the leadership to do what he did last year was really special. I mean, the moments that he was able to play, especially when you look at, you know, late in the game, what he was able to do in some critical moments, the ability to extend plays, make the winning plays, really special. And so from our end of it, every time we've had a guy like that, it's given us a chance to reach our full potential as a football team and a program. And, you know, I think Rocco's leadership is as special as what I've seen or been around from a quarterback. So we're really proud of him. And obviously we've been really fortunate to have some great quarterbacks at Iowa State.
We're going to the center left, far back.
Good morning, Coach. I'm Melissa Cooper with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So the Big 12 has changed a lot. You've seen teams leave the conference. You've seen new teams come in. But how does that impact the way that you recruit players, either from the transfer portal or high school players, in terms of illustrating that level of competition that players can expect?
Yeah, that's a unique question for sure, especially in our landscape today. I think probably the great thing about Iowa State football is we really haven't changed. And, you know, I think from our end of it, you know, we've certainly put a priority on recruiting high school student athletes into our football program and developing those young men and keeping those young men in our football program. And over the last 10 years, it's probably been the pillar of our success. Now, also certainly identifying, you know, using other resources to get player acquisition, you know, whether it's been the transfer portal. At one time it was graduate transfers. We've always tried to use every resource to build the best team year in and year out to help our team be the best. But I think what we've always tried to do is never flinch from the standards that it takes to play in our program. And it's probably the one nice thing about being at one place now for 10 years is we know who fits. We know what works in our football program. We say all the time, our kind of guys, OKG, who fits Iowa State football? And it's really helped us be able to navigate the player acquisition process and certainly find the right young men for our program.
Gentlemen, standing center left.
Hey, Matt. Kellis Rebinette here with the Kansas City Star. You've got a unusual season opener with Kansas State in Ireland. It's early. It's in a different country. What kind of preparations are you asking your kids to do to get ready for that?
Yeah, certainly a unique challenge, you know, when you look at the start of the college football season. I think you look first and foremost, and you're very honored to play in this game, and obviously the respect that myself and our kids have for Kansas State and being a rival game and a respect for their program and their players. You know, it just makes it a really unique opportunity. And so I think sometimes when it is unique, it really focuses, Zoom focus, and I almost feel like since January we've had to talk about this. Not only, you know, man, what does it mean to play a game like that early in the season, but also the travel and what happens post that game. I think if you look at the history of this week zero game, I don't know if anybody's really handled it very well, whether they won or lost the game. I think they've had some tougher moments post that game. And so I think when you look at this, you got to look at it in its entirety, and you got to be able to look at what are the challenges. How did you set up your spring calendar? How do you set up your summer calendar? How do you do a great job of making sure practice fits, fall camp fits, you know, the lead up to this unique opportunity in week zero? And then obviously, how are you preparing post this game to get ready to play some hugely impactful football games right as soon as you get back from Ireland? So it's really been a great challenge for the head football coach and for our staff to sit together and really kind of troubleshoot this from a multitude of different angles. And, you know, we've really tried to look at it as that. But as big of a challenge it is, it's certainly a great opportunity, and we certainly feel honored to be able to be a part of it.
Go center right.
Hi, Coach Campbell. Alec Bussey, 24/7 Sports. You talked about this being your 10th year at Iowa State, and you called the Kansas State game a rival opponent. I'm curious how you've maybe seen the Farmageddon rivalry evolve over your last decade in Ames.
Yeah, you know, the evolution of that, I just so much respect for the consistency that Kansas State football has had over, you know, two great coaches now during my time here in this league to, you know, what that team has stood for. So I think from our perspective, we have tried to really make it equated to a rivalry game and to be able to get our football program to have, you know, the similar characteristics that, you know, the consistency of excellence that that program has stood for. So, you know, to me, you've always had great respect for Kansas State from the time that I was at Toledo to obviously the time that I came into this league to where we are today 10 years later.
All right, we'll go center right in the back.
Hi, Coach. David Howman with Devils in Detail. You lost your top two receivers last year, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, both had almost 1,200 receiving yards each. What goes into the challenge of replacing two players that were so productive at the same position?
Yeah, you know, obviously both of those young men were tremendous players. And, you know, I don't know if you're just going to draw up the have Higgins and Noel right back there. But I think what you have to collectively have is, you know, great people around your starting quarterback. And obviously we're really blessed to have a building block in Rocco in that passing game and a guy that knows what it takes to be successful. And I think both Jaden and Jalen would say was a huge part of their success. And then, you know, I think you look around the other rooms before you even talked about the wide receiver room. You know, we feel like we have one of the best tight end rooms in the country, you know, with Ben Bramer and Gabe Burkel. And obviously we didn't have Ben last year, which we thought really hurt us to be able to get him back to have Burkle, who came on and was just incredible down the stretch run for us as elite pass catchers, guys that can really, you know, challenge the defense. Then you look at the offensive backfield and what Hansen and Sama can do, both as runners and catchers out of the backfield. And then you talk about that wide receiver room, you know, and we're fortunate. You had a couple freshmen stand up and really play good football for us. Brett Eskelson won us the Cincinnati game last year late in the season, had five catches for almost 100 yards in the game. Man, had some big catches for us down the stretch run in the season. You had Dominic Overby as a freshman that really stepped in and had some really big moments for us. And then you talk about Daniel Jackson, a six-year senior, that in 23, the reason we kind of got off the mat after that tough Ohio loss was Daniel Jackson led us to some huge games in 23. And, you know, he got injured in fall camp. We didn't have him last year. And to get him back as a veteran is huge. And then you talk about the addition. You know, we were fortunate. You know, we Chase Soule, a young man from East Carolina that had a great start to his career there, is now in our program. Really had a great spring ball for us. Xavier Townsend from Central Florida, who is a tremendous skill football player. So we've got some great pieces. Obviously, those pieces are going to have to prove it in our system. But to have some guys that have proven in our system around a great quarterback, we feel really confident about what that has the ability to look like.
We'll go center left, Semfro.
JT Wistersill, Locked On Utes. Coach, so often you see teams rarely make it back to the Big 12 title game for a second year in a row. What is it about this conference that makes it so challenging to do that? And how do you feel your team is ready to try and make it back to that game with a different result?
Yeah, you know, I think from top to bottom, the consistency of this conference, you've got great quarterbacks, you've got great coaches right now, and you've got a lot of great programs. And so, you know, I think, again, you got to try to stay healthy, you got to get on a great run, and you got to be able to, you know, you got to be able to kind of what I would deem, if we're going to get back there this year, you got to be pretty tough. You know, we've changed a lot of things in football, but the one thing you haven't changed is, are you tough enough? And, you know, that toughness isn't just physical, sometimes it's mental too. And, you know, we deal with 18 to 22-year-olds, and are you mentally tough enough to stay the course through the entirety of a football season? And I think that's a real challenge. So, you know, I think it is really unique for Iowa State football this year, and we're going to figure out if we're tough enough to be able to do it again.